Hello, hello, hello to all of my people. I miss talking to you guys so much. It has been so long since I've done a podcast. I literally think it's been a month. I know that I made a commitment to you all to stay on a bi-weekly schedule, but I mean, we're 2 weeks overdue. two weeks overdue. I just want to first off apologize for not sticking with that commitment. And I can go into the details of why that commitment didn't stick, but really that's not important. I think the most important thing is me saying something and always following through with that. And so from here on out, you have my word. I will follow through on everything that I have told you all that I will do. So yes, please accept my apology in its authenticity. And yes, so with that being said, I guess bad news, this will be our last podcast. This will be our last podcast closing out season one. There will 110% be a season two. But again, because of the things that prevented me from keeping up with the bi-weekly schedule that we once had, I want to be able to handle those things and manage them appropriately, as well as find balance between those things and the podcast, because this platform is extremely important to me. And I want to be able to give you all 110% of everything, and I can't do that if I'm not, one, practicing self-care, practicing boundaries within all of the systems that I interact with, and just again finding that balance. So this will be our last episode, and with ending our last episode, I honestly didn't know what I wanted to, well, I had an idea of what I wanted to talk about, but that really wasn't, like, it didn't light a fire under me like our other topics have. Like, out there, I don't want to say that there wasn't passion behind it, because I'm completely passionate about mental health, but I think there wasn't as much motivation to do that topic, the topic I was thinking about on the podcast, for this podcast. And it's definitely a topic that we will probably and most likely revisit. But again, it wasn't like, yes, I can't wait to talk about this topic. And I think that was because it was put on my heart to do this topic. So as you all know, if you're familiar with me personally, professionally, or just familiar with the Instagram page, follow us on Instagram at Healthier Black Minds. if you're familiar with that, I know in the bio section it says curated by Kaylin H. MSW, which is a master's level social worker. On today, as of 10, 11, 12, 1, it's about 1:30 I'm recording this. As about 3 hours ago and some change, I passed my licensing, blah, 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 blah. I passed my licensure exam. Goodness. So I passed my exam, which basically means I am a licensed master social worker. So basically that means the information that I will provide you from this day forth will be, I guess, accredited. It will be evidence-based, even though it already was, but now I'm credentialed. So now that basically means I'm qualified to give you all the content that I've been giving you, and that I will give you. So that's something huge. And with that being said, I just want to talk about changing those irrational beliefs that you have about yourself, affirming yourself, and understanding why you doubt yourself the way you do. And I guess that could have been ordered better. So as we go back through them, I'll definitely go in the order that I think is more appropriate. But I felt this topic was most important for the closing of this season and obviously the final episode of this podcast. Throughout the years, I have not been able to change irrational beliefs. I wasn't able to affirm myself, and I wasn't able to identify why I believed certain things about myself that may not have necessarily been true. This is obviously related into the topic of mental health, because this is what affects us internally and externally. These are, if we're believing negative things about ourselves, we are not applying for jobs because we don't think that we're qualified. We aren't stepping out of our comfort zone because we don't think that we'll be able to accomplish certain things. We aren't, stepping into new social environments because we don't feel like we're being accepted. And I guess the best place to start off is, why are you doubting yourself? Who told you that you weren't good enough to be able to do X, Y, and Z? What have you experienced in your life that has caused you to believe that you won't be welcomed into a new environment, or you won't be able to perform well? And I think when you have a true understanding of why you doubt yourself or why you have these negative thoughts, you'll be able to replace those with more positive thoughts. And then you'll be able to step into, I'm affirming myself. I've worked with a lot of clients who come into my office and they say, I have these negative thoughts and I have these irrational beliefs, and I can work with these clients, and I can do cognitive behavioral therapy, and I can do rational emotive behavioral therapy. But through those therapy sessions, or just through our exploration process, if we don't grasp a hold of why we believe these things about ourselves, the work after that, or the work that goes on if we don't tackle that issue, it's pointless work. So with that being said, whatever you're struggling with, whatever those negative thoughts that you have about yourself and about your abilities and about your credentials, why do you have those thoughts? Take the time out to possibly journal about those things. Think about, what did your parents say to you? What did your teachers say to you? What did your peers say to you that made you feel like you weren't going to be able to measure up to what they thought you should be? And that's a whole nother issue. You have to start measuring up to what you believe that you can be and what you want to be. It's important for you to be able to differentiate your goals and what motivates you against those of your parents, of your friends, of your peers, or whatever they think that your identity should be. And moving forward, when we talk about affirming ourselves, we have to change those thoughts, and we have to replace those thoughts. On our Instagram page, we do weekly affirmations. How are you affirming yourself holistically? How are you affirming your blackness? How are you affirming your motherhood, your womanhood, your manhood, all of those things? How do you do that? How are you replacing those thoughts? Again, I just talked about, I took my exam today and passed. I had to start saying, I have passed my exam. I have exceeded my expectations of myself. I am a licensed social worker. That's what I had to do to get myself in the mindset of, first of all, just being prepared to and not having those fears or those anxieties. And then secondly, because that's what I wanted to do, therefore I had to believe within myself that's what I could do. I've also had clients who've told me once we finish therapy and once we learn how to challenge those irrational beliefs and change them, they talk about how this has held them back in so many different areas of their life, and how much further they could have been professionally, or they could have been married at this point with children and children and have families. And they kind of feel a sense of regret for not being able to grab a hold of these, negative thoughts and these irrational beliefs. And I have to normalize, this isn't something that you're just experiencing. Most people experience this, but at the same time, you have to understand you don't know what you don't know, basically. Until you are ready to get to a place to start tackling things that you don't know, if that makes sense, you won't be able to move forward. So I hope that this podcast kind of have you guys in a contemplation place or possibly moving toward the action phase in your readiness to change. And I'm just grateful to be a changing agent and a helping agent in your lives. I know this podcast isn't as long as all the other ones, but I think that something short is what's needed in this time because, again, my podcast can be a little bit lengthy, and we just got straight to the point. So with that being said, for everyone that has started back school, take a breath, pause, give yourself time. It's a process. We're all in this pandemic together, literally. I know, that may be hard to see, but I promise you, everybody is in this together with you. So vent, get frustrated, have your moment. And it's okay. Remember that. So again, for everybody that's starting back school, it's a process. You'll get it. Your professors and your teachers will get it. For people that have started back going to work, stay safe, do what you can, and remember to also set boundaries. You are not Superman, nor are you Superwoman, and you don't have to be. I look forward to talking with you guys on season two. You just stay connected with us via social media. There will be updates on when the first episode for season two will be out. And continue to engage with us online. I'm happy that, again, that I'm in this position to be able to help you all on this journey. And yes, I believe that's it. So you guys have a good rest of your week. This will be uploaded by 5 p.m. on Hump Day. So enjoy yourself. Oh, and it's a 3-day weekend. So enjoy yourself. Stay black, stay healthy, and stay positive.